First domesticated by the Chinese more than 3,000 years ago, the soybean is one of the pillars of American agriculture. About 30 million hectares of soybeans are harvested each year. But it wasn't always so. The rise of the soybean in America is a 20th century phenomenon.
Something had to be grown in rotation with corn.
That's Scott Jackson, professor of plant genetics at Purdue University. Corn, also known as maize, is the other pillar of American agriculture. Maize takes a lot of nutrients out of the soil. One of the virtues of the soybean plant is that it adds those nutrients back. But for years, farmers just harvested the plants for hay. Jackson says that changed around mid-century.
Scientists started working on, well, what else can we use it for?
They discovered they can do plenty, starting with feeding poultry, says Jim Hershey, executive director of the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health.
People realized that if you fed a chicken a mixture of corn and soy, that chicken grew a lot faster, which effectively reduced the cost of raising poultry, which helped a lot of people's diets all around the world, including here in the States.
Hershey says chicken went from being an occasional luxury to an everyday meal. Today, most of the world's soybeans go to feed not just chickens, but cows, pigs, and even fish. Soy protein and oil also find their way into a wide variety of processed foods for people. But food is just the beginning. Marty Ross, chair of new uses at the U.S. trade group the United Soybean Board, says in the 1930s, an auto industry pioneer found soybeans made a pretty good plastic.
Henry Ford, of course, discovered, you know what, I can make automobile trunk lids and fenders out of soybean oil.
And Purdue University's Scott Jackson says that since then, researchers have produced an incredible range of products made from soybeans.
Everything from crayons to jet fuel.
Soy-based biodiesel is making its way into the market today, along with carpeting, roofing materials, inks, adhesives, and more. And experts are predicting a great leap forward for this Chinese bean. That's because in the January 14th issue of the journal Nature, Jackson and a group of scientists announced they have unraveled the genetic code of one common variety. That should dramatically speed up the process of breeding better strains. The United Soybean Board's production chairman, Rick Stern, is excited about the possibilities.
The advancements we're going to make on the production and research side of things in the next 10 years is going to rival the last 100 years.
One of the first advancements researchers are working on is scanning tens of thousands of different soybean varieties, including wild relatives, looking for useful traits. Purdue's Scott Jackson says that's important because most soybeans grown in the U.S. are very similar genetically.
And that's a real problem when you're trying to overcome new insect or disease threats or pressures, or trying to breed a plant that's more water efficient, or even finding a genetic variation for oil production.
Jackson says having one genome in hand will make it easier to spot useful genetic variations in other strains. And since soybeans are related to a number of other important legume crops, Jackson says that gives plant breeders around the world a head start in improving food production.
And that's something we're working actively with investigators around the world with, is to take this huge investment that went in soybean and leverage that for cowpea, chickpea, pigeon pea, common bean.
Helping breeders quickly develop better varieties of all these crops will be crucial as the world population tops 9 billion by 2050 in the face of a changing climate. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.